Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Hurricane Delta is moving through Louisiana on a path similar to the one taken by Hurricane Laura just 6 weeks ago. Ken Graham is a forecaster with the National Hurricane Center in Miami. He says Delta has weakened to a Category 1 hurricane, but is still dangerous.
With time continuing to move the storm north, still a tropical storm. Still got some of those winds, even around Alexandria, Louisiana, where you can see some of that rainfall plus those winds. You can see some trees down, dangerous conditions on I-49. And then by Saturday afternoon, the storm getting into Mississippi.
Delta came ashore Friday as a Category 2 hurricane near the coastal town of Creole, only about 15 miles from where Laura made landfall in August. A federal judge in Texas is blocking an order from Governor Greg Abbott that limits the number of locations where voters can drop off mail-in ballots in person. Matt Largie of member station KUT reports.
Governor Abbott issued an order limiting each Texas county to a single drop-off location, no matter what the population of the county is. Harris County, where the city of Houston is, has nearly 5 million residents. The county had originally planned 12 drop-off locations before it was limited to one. Abbott's order came as a record number of Texans requested mail-in ballots, and the Postal Service itself warned that it might not be able to reliably deliver ballots, given Texas's mail-in ballot deadlines. Voting rights groups sued in federal court, arguing the move amounted to voter suppression. A judge agreed to temporarily block Abbott's order, ruling that there was no credible reason to limit the number of drop-off sites. It's likely the state will appeal. For NPR News, I'm Matt Largie in Austin.
President Trump has been touting an experimental COVID-19 treatment he received last week as a cure, promising to make it available to seniors immediately. But even once approved, there'll be hurdles. NPR's Sydney Lubkin reports.
The president is one of about 10 people to receive an experimental monoclonal antibody treatment for COVID-19 outside of a clinical trial. The drug is still being studied. But in a video posted to Twitter on Thursday, Trump promised that the FDA will soon authorize it for emergency use. In fact, Senior Health and Human Services official Paul Mango says there isn't enough for everyone.
Currently, as of today, have access to a couple hundred thousand doses of the monoclonal antibodies. We expect that volume to exceed a total of 1 million before year end 2020.
HHS will allocate those doses to states as it did over the summer with another drug, remdesivir. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
The president spent last weekend in a military hospital being treated for COVID-19. This weekend, he's addressing supporters at the White House Saturday afternoon, his first public event since his hospitalization. This is NPR. A federal judge ruled Friday that a New York State restriction on religious gatherings may go forward. Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed an executive order imposing new rules in neighborhoods hit hard by the coronavirus. One limits religious gatherings to 25% of capacity or a maximum of 10 people. Synagogues had sued, saying it discriminates against Orthodox Jews. One of the stars of the Netflix series Tiger King has been indicted on charges of wildlife trafficking and animal cruelty. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Bhagavan Doc Antle is the owner of Myrtle Beach Safari in Virginia. He was seen in the Netflix series Tiger King with his lions and his girlfriends. Antle now has his own spin-off streaming online.
The show Tiger King chased after the insanity that was Joe, who called himself the Tiger King. What happens here is so much bigger. There's so much more going on. We really are the Tiger Kingdom.
For months, investigators in Virginia looked into allegations that Antle was trafficking lion cubs. Friday, he was charged with 2 felony counts of wildlife trafficking and 17 misdemeanor counts, including animal cruelty. Congress is now working on legislation to restrict trade of big cats. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
The New York Yankees confirmed that legendary pitcher Whitey Ford has died. He had spent his entire 16-year career with the team, helping to win the World Series 6 times. Whitey Ford was 91. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.